Okay, we'll continue on the ninth commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. We've looked at some of the things that are prohibited in the command, and we want to look at just a few things that, of course, would be required in the command. Again, each command prohibits some things. Each command requires some things. Whatever is prohibited, the opposite is required, and vice versa. As in all the commandments, this is a command to guard the heart against everything that would lead to the breaking of the command, and we've looked at that in some of the other commandments, so we'll not dwell upon that. But again, each command requires us to guard our own hearts. Also, it would, if we're not to bear false witness against one another, that would require that we would defend the innocence of others. This is very important, that we defend, especially our brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm not saying that we defend the wrong, but most of the time, people are far too quick to condemn and to take what they hear as gospel, as far as if it's ill report concerning another, and we are to defend the innocence of others. We have an example of this with Elimelech defending the character of David. Notice in 1 Samuel chapter 22, 1 Samuel chapter 22, verses 12 through 14. Again, we live in a time, it's so in our society, it's also so amongst fellowships and friends, and that it used to be you're innocent until proven guilty. Now it's just the opposite. You're guilty until proven innocent. In 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 12, and Saul said unto him, Hear now, thou son of Ahitub. And he answered, Here I am, my lord. And Saul said unto him, Why have you conspired against me, thou and the son of Jesse, in that thou hast given him bread and a sword, and hast inquired of God for him, that he should rise against me? See, there's an assumption made there that he should rise against me. It's a false one also. To lie in wait, as it is this day. So that he makes a false declaration concerning the actions of David. Then Ahimelech answered the king and said, Who is so faithful among all thy servants as David, which is the king's son-in-law, and goeth at thy bidding, and is honorable in thine house? So Saul assumes something, and then he states his assumption as a fact, and people do that all the time. They assume something, and it has now become fact in their mind. And he presents this to this man Ahimelech, and Ahimelech reminds Saul of the character of David. In other words, he is defending the person of David. And if we're not to bear false witness against our neighbor, then we do have a responsibility to defend their innocence. We need to ask ourselves, as concerning one another, we need to examine, are we more quick to agree with ill report or are we more quick to defend our brethren? And again, the command goes much further than our brethren. It concerns our neighbor. Thirdly, the command requires that we should have an unwillingness about us to receive false witness bearing. It's not something that we should desire to hear. It's not something that we should desire to take part in, whether it be you and I actually bearing the false witness or receiving the false witness. There should be absolutely no delight in receiving ill report, even if it's true, concerning another. We should never, ever take delight. Again, perhaps what is being said is true, but we should never take delight in receiving ill report concerning another. Most people do. Most people get excited. Most people feed upon ill report. Though sometimes it is necessary for us to hear ill report of another, it should never be our desire to hear such. Again, sometimes it's necessary. We must hear ill report concerning another. This is true in church capacity. It's necessary at times that we, as a church, hear or know ill report concerning another, but it should never, ever, ever be our desire to hear such. And if it ever is, then of course we're not right. Love in the heart will remedy the desire to hear ill report. And again, right now we're talking whether it be true or false. Love will remedy the desire to hear ill report. I promise you, there are people who desire to hear something bad about you. It's true of all of us. There are people, they can just hardly wait to hear something bad. That's true in the world, sadly. As they desire that, many times it's God's people who provide it. Now that's truly sad. But love in heart remedies this desire. We need to hear and apply what Jesus said. So let's turn over to John chapter 13. So this commandment requires us to love. It requires us to love one another. And that is the remedy against false witness bearing. It'll fix it. Love in the heart for one another will fix false witness bearing, and it will fix the desire to receive ill report. In John chapter 13, verse 34, he says, "A new commandment I give unto you." Again, he's talking to his own here. "That ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another." Now that is a command that we cannot obey fully in this life. We cannot, it is not humanly possible, to love one another as He loved us. So we always come up short. We need to realize that. Because this is what we are to strive for. Not just to love one another, but we are to strive to love one another as He loved us. That's what we're to strive after. "By this shall all men," and I believe this is referring to the world, "all men shall know that ye are my disciples if ye have love, this kind of love, one to another. So if the world knows that we are disciples by, and that simply means that we are different, by our love to one another, then certainly they know something else. If we don't show this love and we bear false witness or we have a desire to receive ill report. Paul, we need to also hear and apply what Paul says. Romans chapter 13. Romans 13, verse 8. Owe no man anything but to love one another. So it's something we owe one to another. It's an obligation. It's a responsibility. There's accountability. We're to owe love one to another. Here's why. For he that, this is why we should love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. This is the foundation. We see there's two foundations. There is love God with all your heart. There is also love one another, as I have loved you. These are the foundations of keeping the commandments. And if we love one another, we've fulfilled the law. Again, this is a foundation of the law. Notice what Paul said over in Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, we'll read verses 1 and 2. Be therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. Put on, that's like clothing. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved. And here's what we're to put on. Bowels of mercies. It's plural. Our clothing is to be mercy. Kindness, humbleness of mind, so that's inward humility. Meekness. Meekness has to do with how we respond to others. Long suffering or patience. Forbearing, that is putting up. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. So we're told to put on these things. And then in verse 14, and above all these things, that is, on top of all these things, over all of these things, put on charity, or put on love. Because it is love that will cause us to be merciful. It is love that will cause us to be kind and humble and meek and long-suffering, and so on. So above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond or the link of perfectness or completeness. And then he goes on, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. If we do not have love for one another, that destroys peace in our hearts also. So it's this love for one another that gives us peace. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. Now the end of the commandment. Once again, this shows us as the foundation. is charity. In other words, when it's all said and done, love. Love God, love one another. The end of the commandment is charity, out of a pure heart and good conscience and of faith unfeigned. So also notice what Peter, we need to grasp what Peter said over in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. And above all things, this is what Paul was saying in Colossians, and above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves. And here's why. For charity, love, shall cover, conceal the multitude of sins. It's not the tendency of love to reveal sin, it's the tendency of love to conceal sins. There are times it needs to be revealed. We're quite aware of that. But it should be, we should much rather conceal than reveal. And we can examine our love by what are we more prone to do, reveal or conceal? Which is it? People prefer that their sins, we each prefer that our sins be concealed. We don't take kindly to people going around and revealing every bad thing about us. There's nobody that enjoys that. Yet we need to be careful that we are not more prone to reveal than to conceal. There's people who they hear something bad about somebody, they may not have any facts whatsoever, but they just can't wait to tell somebody else. I mean, they're now on a mission. You know what I heard? And they're on a mission. The problem is, the people they tell are going to be on the same mission, more than likely. And someone's character is being destroyed. And you say, well, what I said was true. Well, that may be so. But again, then the question needs to be asked and needs to be answered. Was it necessary for you to repeat it? Perhaps it was. But was it necessary for you to repeat it to who you repeated it to? We need to just continue to make examination. So the ninth commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, really is also a command to love one another. The love of God in our hearts will kill any delight in hearing ill report regarding others. And it will certainly prevent us from wanting to hear slander or false witness. We will not desire to hear that of one another. Do you not want to believe that if someone says something, gives ill report concerning you, whether it's true or false, that's not the issue right now. Would you not like to believe that if they repeat that, they say that to a friend or someone who really knows you, that that person would defend you? Or would you rather think that they're going to take delight and immediately believe what they've heard? We need to make sure that we're the people that are more prone to defend. It can just be a simple, well, you don't really know that person. Or, I can't believe that's true unless I have some facts. And I'm not asking you to dig up the facts. So, love in the heart prevents false witness bearing. This is very obvious from what is said of love in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Let's go over there. We'll just get started But I would encourage you to study 1 Corinthians 13, really the first 8 verses, but verses 4 through 8 reveal the characteristics of this love. Now, I believe charity, love, the example of love, of course, is Jesus Christ. So this is really the characteristics of Christ. It's characteristics of love. We are to imitate Jesus Christ. The love of God has these characteristics. And as you read these characteristics, it's very obvious that if we have this love, it will prevent a desire to hear ill report. And Paul starts off in the first 3 verses by showing us the importance of love. He says, if you don't have this love, you don't have anything. He says, I don't care if you lay down your life for somebody. You can do that without love. If you have not love, it doesn't mean a thing. We can do a lot of things that can be taken as loving, but not necessarily possess love in hearts. And then he goes on, beginning with verse 4, giving the characteristics. He says, charity, and you can insert the word love there, same thing, suffereth long and is kind, envieth not, vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, does not rejoice in ill report, takes no delight whatsoever, but rejoiceth in truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. So by seeing the characteristics of love, again, it's very obvious that if we possess this love, that's a remedy against false witness bearing, against the desire to receive false witness bearing, or the desire to hear it, the desire to hear ill report, whether it's true or not. Love is a remedy. So the command is a command to love one another. Let's look to the Lord, word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you again for your word. We thank you, Lord, for the love of God that you shed abroad in the hearts of your people. Lord, we pray that you would always cause us to love more and more each and every day, first and foremost you, and then love one another. We pray, Lord, that you would meet with us today in a very special way, that you would reveal yourself to us, that we might go from here closer to thee and more like thee. Pray for those that are sick today, that you'd be with them. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.